This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021, the last full day of the ForkFest party.
Saturday.
It is going to be a party tonight for sure. They're having fireworks down there in the bowl, rain or shine. They're doing it every year, evidently. I forgot to ask Crosby about the fireworks situation next year, with July the 4th being on a Monday.
Right. Are they gonna do it on the weekend, or are they gonna wait till the actual 4th? Or
Ian told me they always do it on the Saturday around the 4th. So
what if the 4th is on a Wednesday? Which Saturday do they do it? The Saturday before, or the Saturday after?
I don't know. These are questions for Crosby,
yes.
And he'll be back later. So if I remember, I won't remember, but. Hopefully, I will remember, even though I know I won't. So we're talking about this article from FEE here, which is the Foundation for Economic Education, and just some of the similarities between what the Roman Empire did versus what the American Empire is doing
today.
Yeah,
the headline is How Roman Central Planners Destroyed Their Economy.
And it sounds like they did a bang-up job destroying it. I mean, the obvious... The consequences of this should have been obvious, right?
Anybody with, like, logic, right, rudimentary logic, should have been able to go, oh, if you do this, you should expect this outcome. But for whatever reason, nobody did that.
So they started out by buying up grain in periods where there wasn't a lot of grain to go around,
yep.
And then selling it below market value.
Yep.
And that wasn't enough.
And then eventually giving it away for free.
And then they looked around a few years later and went, oh, man, it turns out that we're feeding a third of the population for free.
And also reduced the number of farmers
because
farm workers, because they could just come to the city and get grain for free.
Yes, a series of stupid missteps that had predictable consequences to anyone who bothered to think about what they were actually doing and what the consequences would actually be.
Yeah, so they instituted price fixing, they started debasing the currency, which is to say, instead of making their coins, you know, fully out of gold or silver or something like that, they would partially make them out of gold and silver and not tell anybody about it.
And if that sounds familiar, you might want to take some of the coins that you have that are made after 1964 and see how much precious metal is actually in them. The vast majority of them are made out of zinc.
Yes, it's true. They're barely coated in, you know, something that resembles the metal that you might think they're made out of.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are made out of aluminum and zinc.
Oh, weird. That's what Rome did with their coins. They would, like, do these false centers and then, like, you know, dip them in the metal of choice so that they look like they're fully made out of gold or silver or whatever.
I mean,
they just had a false center.
Just take a quarter out of your purse or pocket or whatever and look at its side. You can clearly see it's two different metals.
Yeah.
Versus if you have a 1953 quarter or whatever, it's actually silver.
Yeah.
And it looks silver. It looks different.
Well, and people would do with the Roman coins too. They would when they were made out of, you know, full precious metals, they would take them and, like, shave off little bits.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, melt them down themselves and either make a coin or a jewel or something valuable out of that and then trade that. And so that's how they would extract additional value from the coins, because you could still spend the coins even if they were, like, shaved off on the side a little bit and that kind of a thing. People would still accept them because, well, they believed that it was the full value of the coin. And so there's all sorts of this thing going on that the government couldn't control. And so then the government was just like, well, if everybody else is doing it, we should do it.
Well, they had to pay for stuff, right? They had to pay for their soldiers. They had to pay for this grain somehow. And you would sort of assume, I would imagine the Roman citizen would assume that money that, you know, the government was distributing would be sound. Turns out that's not ever the case when you get states involved with currency.
Yeah, there should be a separation of money and state, right? Everybody talks about the separation of church and state when it comes to, you know, the United States of America and, you know, Western type of cultures. There should be a corresponding separation of money and state at a minimum, to begin, you know, everybody knows that I'm a fan of eliminating the state entirely, which would, of course, achieve the separation of state and money.
Yes. But, I mean, economy and the state are always at odds because the economy is the means of production and the state is the means of destruction.
Yeah.
Or the... How did...
It's the enforcement arm.
How did Rothbard put it? There's the means of production and there's the means of predation. Maybe that was a term he used.
I don't remember.
I mean, you have two ways of acquiring something that you want. You can either produce something and, you know, trade for it or whatever, or you can do what the government does and just steal it.
Right.
And that's all the government is. It's an organization that steals.
So then the Roman government started putting in price controls and price fixing. And the most famous episode of price controls in Roman history was during the reign of Emperor Diocletian. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. He assumed the throne in Rome in AD 284. Almost immediately, Diocletian began to undertake huge and financially expensive government spending projects. Sounds like Biden. There was a massive increase.
Speaking of Biden, have you seen the your 4th of July barbecue is 16 cents cheaper thing? It's so cringeworthy, man. Because he's like, hot dog, look at this. Oh, God. Ketchup on the news, spelled ketchup like, you know, ketchup the condiment.
K-E-T-C-H,
yeah. Yeah, and it's like, this is a tweet from, this is... Let's be honest, the dude had no malarkey written on his bus, right? So he's hopelessly out of tune with the modern world.
Yeah.
But it's just so cringeworthy, man.
Yeah. Oh, 16 cents cheaper on your barbecue, but, well, your money is worth far less this year than it was last year or the year before that or the year before that.
So your barbecue may be 16 cents cheaper, but the gasoline that you're going to consume in order to go to the store and get those
doubled in price?
Yeah. You're going to burn that 16 cent savings on gasoline.
Easily.
Yeah.
If not on, you know, the buns, the cheese, you know, the chopped onions or whatever it is, the relish that you're going to put on your hot dog or whatever it is. Maybe you don't eat hot dogs. You're just going to have steaks. You know, did you save anything? Nope. You know, gee, thanks, Biden.
Yeah, because that 16 cents, I mean, that's not a lot of gasoline. That's going to take most people like, I don't know. I can't do that kind of math off the top of my head to figure out how much it is per gallon versus the average mile per gallon. It's just not worth it. But yeah, it's absurd, man. He's like, clearly the Biden economic plan is working. What economic? Do you have an economic plan?
No, he doesn't. He's an economic idiot.
I don't think he knows what's going on half the time.
I mean, some of these politicians may be idiots, but they have advisors who supposedly are not economic idiots, but they only act in the best interests of the state instead of the best interests of the people.
Right, and the best interest of the state is to have all of the money coming back to the state.
Yeah.
So that they can pay for their bombs and their drug war
and all
of this nonsense.
And since it is Saturday, it is, you know, the Independence Day weekend, so to speak, July 4th, that type of thing. We should probably mention a little bit about that. And I don't think we need a holiday to celebrate independence. I think independence should just be a way of life for most people. You should be independent of the state.
We should secede from the United States on this Independence Day. We should declare our independence from the United States government.
Agreed.
From the parasitic, murderous organization that is the United States government. That's
agreed.
What I would like to see.
And
let's do something useful for the world and secede from this overblown, tyrannical organization.
There's a lot of people out in the world who think that Independence Day, a.k.a. the 4th of July, is a holiday to get drunk and barbecue.
It's not.
It shouldn't be. I mean, that's what most people treat it as.
Sure.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I love getting drunk and barbecuing, right? I'm of that ilk, but I don't need this particular holiday to do those things. This particular holiday is called Independence Day, and it's supposed to be the celebration of when a certain group of people relieved themselves of the responsibility of another state.
Yeah, I think last year I was describing it as Happy Shoot the Government Day.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, well, not something I'm going to be saying this year with the FBI watching me so closely, but, I mean, that's what they did. They shot at their government.
Yes, that is what they did.
I'm not saying we should do that, but that is what literally happened in 1776.
Yeah, they were whiskey-drinking, law-breaking anarchists, if you will.
Well, they weren't anarchists, certainly.
In
they were classical liberals.
In spirit, I think, with their desire...
they created a state.
But they desired to separate themselves from the state that was oppressing them.
Just so they could create a new state.
Yeah, they didn't know any better.
Yeah. More coming up on this Independence Day celebration from Fort Fest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and I already have to correct myself. I think I just said that it's Independence Day. It's not. It's the Independence Day weekend, but
it is.
Generally speaking, I don't know what day it is. Plus, we're doing a show that is going to be broadcast later. We're normally ahead of the schedule here, but it's been weird this year. There's not a lot of people walking around to talk to because it's rainy and a bit cold. But
well, and I think we changed our format a little bit, too, where, like, last year we would record and it wouldn't show up until the next day.
That's what I'm referring to. So okay, we were usually a day or two ahead.
Right, yeah.
And that was so that we could take the 4th of July off in order to, you know, actually party and have a good time. This year we're actually doing that as well, considering on the actual Independence Day, it's going to be Ian and Bonnie and presumably some other people at the at their studio.
Right.
So
there will be a live show on Independence Day.
Yes. But just go ahead and ignore accept the fact that I'm going to keep saying that it's Independence Day because in general, I've been here for 2 weeks. I no longer know what day it is. So we're talking about, before we get started talking about that, we're talking about the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And the absurd things that they did to create a bunch of problems, and then what they did to try to fix those problems, which obviously just made the situation worse, which caused them to do more things to fix those problems, which ultimately led to the downfall of the Roman Empire.
We're from the government, and we're here to help.
Yes, they're
the
not very good
at that. The cry is as old as Rome, if not older.
And the resulting collapse was predictable, just as predictable as the fact that if you start giving away free grain, you're going to get people coming for free grain, and people are going to stop growing their own because why bother if the government's just going to give it to you?
Well, the story gets better because this guy, Diocletian, got into power. He began to undertake huge and financially expensive government spending projects. There was a massive increase in the armed forces and military spending.
Shocking.
Weird. A huge building project was started in the form of a planned new capital for the Roman Empire in Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, at the city of Nicomedia. He greatly expanded the Roman bureaucracy, and he instituted forced labor for the completion of his public works projects.
Oh, good. Slavery. That's always the go-to for these things when they start collapsing. Let's just enslave everyone, then.
Yeah.
That didn't work, so let's turn the entire population into slaves.
Well, and now you got to think about how is he going to finance all this stuff? Well,
you don't have to finance slavery.
Well, to finance all the government activities, Diocletian dramatically raised taxes on all segments of the Roman population. This resulted in expected disincentives against work, production, savings, and investments that have long been seen as the consequences of high levels and rates of taxation. It resulted in a decline in commerce and trade.
Not to mention the debasement of the currency, which also contributed to exactly those same problems.
Yeah.
People don't want to save a currency that is, you know, losing value.
Well, when taxation no longer generated enough revenue to finance all the activities, Diocletian resorted to debasement of the currency. Gold and silver coinage would have Gold and silver coinage would have their metal content reduced and reissued by the government with the claim that their metallic value was the same as before.
Well, that's technically true. It's just a different metal.
Right. The government passed legal tender laws requiring Roman citizens and subjects throughout the empire to accept these debased coins at a higher value stamped on each of the coin's faces. This is known as fiat currency.
Yes.
It's what this is known.
It's like you can't accept, you know, a $5 bill or a $1 bill at the value of a $5 bill.
Right.
You have to accept it as a 1 or a 5 or whatever arbitrary number the government has stamped on it.
And the result of this was, of course, inevitable, since in terms of the actual gold and silver contained in them, these legal tender coins had a lower value. Traders would only accept them at a discount. That is, they were soon devalued in the marketplace. People began to hoard all the gold and silver coins that still contained the higher gold and silver content and using the debased coins in market trading. Of course you would.
Yeah, you want to get rid of the bad currency and keep the good currency.
This, of course, meant that each of the debased coins would only buy a smaller quantity of goods on the market than before. Sound familiar? Like, wow, $5 today, you know, buys far less than it did 10 years ago.
Yes. Right? So and significantly less than it did 100 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, people don't realize the scale of the devaluation of the USD. It takes $20 to buy today what $1 would have bought in 1914.
Yeah. So the money became so so far debased that this happened. Diocletian also instituted a tax in kind. That is, the Roman government would not accept its own worthless, debased money as payment for taxes owed. Since the Roman taxpayers had to meet their tax bills in actual goods, this immobilized the entire population. Many were now bound to the land or given occupation so as to assure they had produced the products that the government demanded as due at tax collection time.
So the government no longer took money. Their own money. You had to pay them in actual goods and services.
Yes, they were like, you all have to trade in the money that we impose upon you, but when it comes time to pay us for the tax that we've levied upon you, you cannot use this crappy currency that we've imposed upon you. You must give us your wheat or your horses or, you know, two fattened calves or whatever it's going to be.
I mean, that sounds like the state. It sounds like warlords in action, and if people think anything has changed, then they just need to take a look around.
Indeed they do. The worst was still to come. In AD 301, the famous Edict of Diocletian was passed. The emperor fixed the prices of grain, beef, eggs, clothing, and other articles sold on the market. He also fixed the wages of those employed in the production of these goods. Minimum wage, anybody? Sound familiar? Yeah, I think it does. The penalty imposed for violation of these price and wage controls, that is, for anyone caught selling any of these goods at a higher than prescribed price and wage, was death.
Death?
Death. Yes, yeah, so the government imposed a minimum wage and imposed prices, and if you were caught trying to either work for more or sell your product or service for more, then what the government said was they would kill you.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt punishment for violating laws was significantly worse back then than it is now. I mean, they used to cut off your hand for theft and stuff like that. But
let's not forget for a minute that even in today's society, today's government, right, that there is no law so arbitrary that they will not kill you for it.
Right.
Right. It's not as frequent, it's not as dire as it was, say, in the Roman area. But
Eric Garner died on the streets of New York for selling cigarettes.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's pretty dire.
Kids are getting tased by cops for vaping in a public area. You know, like, all sorts of things. You know, they are willing to do violence to enforce any law. All laws are backed by the force of a gun.
Yeah, and if you were to pay someone below minimum wage or something today, the government would come and they would take issue with that. And then if you still refuse to bow to them, eventually, yes, they would the punishment would still be death.
Yes.
The punishment for all crimes is death, one way or another. Whether or not that you force them to, whether or not you require them to take it that far or not, they will ultimately kill you.
Yeah, and I mean, the parallels to what Rome has gone through and what the United States of America is currently in are just scary, man. The more I read about it, the more I'm like, there is a template that they're following, and you can kind of predict the future if you just open a frickin' history book.
More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24, with 124 residents still missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations would be temporarily halted while the part of the structure that has remained standing is demolished. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the structure have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. There are concerns that the storm's winds could bring down the remaining structure. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolition work could begin as early as Sunday. And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing erected after the January 6th riots could be removed as early as July 9th. The Associated Press reporting that Capitol Police have a plan to remove the inner fencing that could begin as soon as next week. An outer layer of security measures were removed back in March. This is USA Radio News. A man is found dead in South Carolina, slumped over the wheel of his tractor, and an investigation leads to some unlikely suspects. Mike Fortier has the details.
Two children, 8 and 9 years old, arrested for last week's shooting death of 62-year-old Danny Smith in Oconee County, killed after being shot in the back. The boys charged with involuntary manslaughter.
We don't think there was any malice. You know, we don't think it was a premeditated, that their intent was to actually kill Mr. Smith. But, you know, when you fire a firearm in the direction of another person in a reckless manner, then that is considered involuntary manslaughter.
Sheriff Mike Crenshaw talking to 7 News in Spartanburg. He adds parents need to teach their kids about gun safety.
Have those conversations with your kids. The first and very most important thing when you talk about gun safety, never point a firearm loaded or unloaded in the direction of another person.
From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paude Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 here at the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. At Rogers Campground, it's always a great time to be here. Whether you're here for ForkFest or just here year-round, I mean, some people came to ForkFest last year and just loved it so much that they bought a trailer here and just never stayed, never left, right?
That's true. I've met at least one of those people.
Yeah.
Or I knew them already, and then I was like, you did what? Oh, wow, geez, man.
So it's a great time, and a lot of cryptocurrency gets spent here. Not by me these days, for obvious reasons. But if you don't know what cryptocurrency is, and you've been living under a rock, it's time to fix that. Go to bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top. There's a number of short videos there that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrency, what it is, how it works, why it's important. But if you already know how this world-changing technology works, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that's relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com. Now, we're joined now by Clamoring.
And who you've hosted the show a couple of times, right? Or co-hosted.
Just once.
Okay.
But I call in frequently.
Okay.
So give us an update on what's going on with co-host of the show who remains in jail, Rich Paul, also known as Nobody.
So Rich was recently involved in an incident in while he was in jail. Well, he is still in jail.
And I just want to say to our listeners that this is one of the crypto six that we're talking about.
Correct.
So, and before you go on, I just want to say, when nobody was running for governor, I thought that him changing his name from Rich Paul to Nobody was a genius move, right? Particularly from a, you know, activism standpoint, a publicity standpoint, and a humor standpoint, because he's a funny dude.
He is.
And I love humor. I also consider myself a funny dude. And the joke is still going. So, for example, in his bail hearing, they presented a thing on the Zoom session that was, you know, the United States versus Nobody.
I know. That
and
was hilarious.
I just... And for the next hearing, that's if they do another Zoom hearing, I'm imploring anybody who joins the Zoom meeting to change their screen name to Nobody, so we can all be Nobody during his hearing.
That's a great idea. It's fine.
I'm surprised they've been allowing people in who aren't using their legal names, because you're required when you join one of these things to use your legal name.
I never saw anything that said that, so yeah. My Zoom session, of course, just says Captain.
Yeah, like I said, I'm surprised they're allowing people in.
I mean, it has to be open to the public.
Right, if you go to a courtroom, it's not like, you know, they can say, oh no, we have to have your name. You know,
but you don't typically show ID or anything to get into jail.
Right.
Sorry, court.
Yeah, court, right.
Same thing. And not to get too off topic, but there was recently an article that I read about where someone was in a court hearing and they had forgotten to change their screen name, and it was something completely inappropriate. I can't say on the air, but and the judge.
So tell us about this incident with Nobody.
So basically, he was jumped by another inmate for, as far as I understand, failing to put a broom away in the place that the other inmate wanted it to be. And, you know...
Well, I mean, if you don't have any control over anything in your life, then little things like that can become very important to you.
Definitely. And, you know, it's not in his nature to be violent at all. So he basically just bear-hugged the guy until the guards got there.
Okay.
And for that, because the court does not distinguish between who is the aggressor and who
is... Well, this would be the jail, not the court.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. They don't distinguish who was the aggressor. And so they put them both in segregation, in solitary confinement.
Well, why would they want to, you know, work out the details of who's the aggressor? That's just work for them. When, I mean, they're tyrants, they can just throw them both in the
hole.
That
sounds a lot like one of my former sets of parents, where, like, you know, me and my brother would get into a fight, and they didn't care who started it, and they just separate us and ground us to different rooms or whatever. You know, it's weird.
I mean, except this is a lot worse than parents, you know, saying go to your
room. Absolutely. I'm not trying to,
you know,
say
that. This is a man who's being held in a cage and is now being put in solitary confinement because someone attacked him.
Absolutely. My illustration here is just to point out that the state, no matter what its form, acts as your daddy.
Well, and for the second time also. I mean, he was in solitary confinement when he originally was arrested for COVID reasons.
They threw me in medical.
Okay. Yeah. I heard about that.
But that's because they didn't know what to do with me. So
yeah.
That's going to be a fun lawsuit one day.
That was a big question in my head. I was like, where's Aria?
Well, the answer is obvious, right? And the Biden administration is
speaking.
Well, it should be. It should be obvious. I don't know why you're sitting there saying it's not.
It was not obvious to me, I guess.
Well, that's kind of screwed up. But carry on with your story.
I mean, that was pretty much the end of it. He's still there.
He's still in solitary. Do we know how long?
He's still in solitary. He was supposed... They haven't told him. That's really the messed up thing.
He
was thinking, and I just talked to him yesterday, he was thinking maybe 7 days, but he didn't know. Nobody had told him. In fact, I called his lawyer the other day and said, hey, this is going on. Can you get him out of seg or something? And he was not hopeful. And I was like, can you please just call Rich, you know, because he's only out for an hour a day. So he calls me during that hour. But, you know, lawyers can call in anytime they want.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine there's a whole lot an attorney can do to get someone out of, you know, punitive segregation. I don't know.
It's worth a try, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So has a appeal of his detention hearing or detention order been scheduled yet?
Okay, so there's two upcoming hearings, as far as I understand. The first one is for his SEG hearing. So that hearing will determine whether or not he stays in segregation.
Right, that's within the jail.
Within the jail.
Yeah.
And then the other one will be for his bond hearing. And that one, the bond hearing has not been scheduled. Neither of them have been scheduled, actually.
So that's his appeal to the decision, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that one will be before Judge LaPlante, right?
I don't know the name of the judge.
I think it's the same guy, yeah.
Yeah, so what happened with it? It's all very confusing, and a lot of people ask me, you know, what's going on with this? I don't know. I can't have any contact with him.
Right.
Ask someone who can have contact with him. But what happened that caused him to not be released in the first place?
So as far as I understand, he declined to have an initial bond bail hearing, and I don't know the difference between the two. I'm not a lawyer, but he declined the initial hearing on advice of his initial representative.
Okay, that's what I had heard, but I didn't know if that was true or not, because it doesn't seem like advice that he would take. But, I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, choosing to fight a battle on another day or whatever, and that's probably what the attorney was thinking. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. There was some speculation amongst us that maybe he was doing this on purpose, you know, as a strategy. And
I don't think that was the case.
I couldn't see how that would be a successful strategy. So I was just kind of in the dark about the whole thing. So
no.
Thanks for the
and then
elaboration.
You know, he's made the comments on the recorded line.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, I did see the bail hearing, the Zoom session for that, as well as all of the other Zoom sessions for, you know, Ian and that kind of thing, so...
So just to clarify, those comments were regarding... He had just found out that his...
This is all available on Court Listener as well.
Yes,
it's publicly available information for anyone who looks into it.
Yep.
He evidently made some statements that probably he shouldn't have made on
Definitely
a recorded
made.
Jail line regarding, you know, shooting pigs and things like that while it's the pigs who are overseeing him and not wanting to release him. But, you know, people get frustrated. I mean, if you throw an animal in a cage, it becomes frustrated.
Well, he was still in quarantine for COVID for that.
Right.
He was in solitary confinement for 2 weeks and was at the end of his rope and had just found out that his friend, who was a young girl, what had happened to her during the raids.
Yeah. I mean, everyone was frustrated, and being put in a cage doesn't make anyone less frustrated or
Not
decrease their anxiety at all. It just turns them into a caged animal, which you got to expect to lash out. More coming up from Fort Fest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from the last full day of Pork Fest 2021, but we've already locked it down. We're going to be back here again next year, so get down here next year if you've already missed us. I want to say thank you, though, to Chris Hickman, who is tonight's amplifier.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris is a gold-level amplifier, which means that he's giving $2 per month to the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because it's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, coming out on site and interviewing interesting people, you might consider joining the program. Find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we all like making fun of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's pronounced Alexandria O-Crazy-Ho. Cortez. Oh, crazy ho.
I don't think she's crazy, and I actually respect her as a person. She just says stupid things, but so do
all
politicians.
Is she a politician?
Yeah, that's literally what I just said.
Then she is crazy.
Well, she's evil.
Fair point.
But I don't think she's crazy, except that she doesn't recognize that she's evil. What's crazy is that the Gulf of Mexico caught on fire, apparently.
I saw just a little bit of video, like, late last night, of what looked like a fire underwater somehow. Yeah. There was a drilling station. You know, you've seen these on the television before. And then next to it, you know, within, I don't know, a couple hundred feet or something, was what looked like fire underwater, bubbling. It was the weirdest video I think I've ever seen, at least this year.
I first saw it on social media, on Facebook, which is the only social media site that I'm allowed to legally use at the moment. And I was like, that can't be true, right? And it didn't even hit the news until a little while ago when Fox News finally brought up a story about it. So it's true. There was a pipeline rupture, and somehow it caught on fire in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. And if you haven't seen the video, just Google it. It's absolutely bizarre and one of the strangest things you'll ever see. The ocean is on fire.
Yeah,
that's something only humans could accomplish,
like,
right?
Like the water is boiling somehow, but underneath the water is where you see the orange and red of the actual flames. It's not burning on top of the water.
Wait, it's in the water itself that it's burning?
Right.
Well, yeah. You've got to look at pictures of it and video of it.
It's so
insane.
Bizarre. It is just bizarre. I've never seen anything like it.
Huh.
Just think about it. The ocean is on fire.
Yeah.
Think about how weird that must look.
And how does it burn if there's no oxygen because it's in the water?
Don't ask me,
dude.
Good
question.
There is oxygen in water, but it's got to be separated from the hydrogen to qualify. I mean,
and it is fuel, so, I mean, fuel burns, you know, oil, that kind of thing.
It still needs oxygen.
Yeah,
still needs oxygen.
So it must be getting a supplement of oxygen somewhere. Mm-hmm. I imagine that they just allowed it to burn out, that it, you know, after some time it burned out.
Well, how do you put out a fire in the ocean? Clearly water is not stopping it.
Right. Yeah. Quick, somebody get some. Wait, what do we get?
It's just amazing to me that, I mean, human beings managed to catch an ocean on fire. Mm. And if that's not a hallmark of our stupidity, then I don't know what else could be.
If I were a biblical type person, I might think that this is a sign of the apocalypse.
It makes me chuckle. I don't know if we're stupid, but it certainly makes me chuckle.
Oh, well, humans called an ocean on fire, Chris. I don't know. I don't know what you define as stupid, but I would say a species that manages something like that is
not
stupid.
Not real smart, or at least smart enough to be dumb.
Yeah.
Certainly it was a mistake. Certainly somebody screwed up, I would imagine, but...
Well, you have to screw up on multiple levels to catch an ocean on fire.
I agree with
that's
you.
That's not like I stubbed my toe on this rock. That's a series of bad decisions.
Probably.
Was there any more about, like, what happened and how it, like, you know?
Not really.
It's just weird to see, yeah.
It just says, hey, this is a thing that happened. Evidently, they were using boats, dousing the underwater fire with more water because there clearly wasn't enough water in the ocean.
I don't get this. Like, why do they even worry about it? It'll go out on its own, won't it?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it won't, you know?
The great ocean fire of 2021.
Wouldn't it eventually burn itself out anyway?
Okay, so, like, if you look at above-ground oil fires, these things happen. They're incredibly difficult to put out, and eventually what they need to do is cap the oil well itself because it's just providing constant fuel for the fire.
Sure.
So if something similar to that is occurring, except in water, it's not going to burn out until all of the oil has been burnt, in theory, if there is an oxygen source.
Well, they're describing it as a leak, right? And, you know, that makes sense. There are leaks with oil in the ocean all the time, but that doesn't explain how fire got introduced into the equation. So I understand you have an oil leak.
Or is this like an inactive well?
Well, it was clearly active. It's clearly active. It was pumping out oil, right? And then there was a leak, and then somehow there was a fire. But there don't appear to be any details about the fire, except it took them about 5 hours to extinguish this oceanic fireball that somehow occurred as a result of this leak. Well, they're in the ocean. There's plenty of water to use.
Sure. But you would think that, I don't know, like you think they'd have to, I mean, working in the ocean is going to be a challenge, right? So you think it would be they'd have to cap it and go down there somehow.
Well, I imagine they do have ways of sealing it off. I don't know.
Wait, so they did extinguish it?
Yes. Okay. The fire in the ocean has been extinguished.
Unless they extinguished it, but they didn't cap it? I don't know. I don't know how they would have done that. 5 hours just seems too quick to cap it.
Well, I imagine all they have to do is hit an emergency shutoff button that's, you know.
Well, then why did it take 5 hours?
Because there was a fire in the ocean on oil that had been
Maybe.
Up.
I don't know. I don't know enough about this. It just seems crazy to me.
It's absolutely crazy. The ocean was on fire.
It defies cursory logic is what
it does.
Yeah.
It does.
You got to look at the videos, though, because it's absolutely insane. And, you know, I want to know how fire got introduced into the ocean.
These are the end times.
Because I understand you have an oil leak, but nothing about an oil leak suggests, okay, there's also going to be a fire.
Yeah. I could imagine a fire on top of the ocean. That's largely what it is.
Well, hang on now.
But if it's in the water itself.
Maybe we can take a lesson from this, okay? So, obviously, this happened accidentally, right? Somehow, you would hope.
Could you purposely catch the ocean on fire?
Well, what I'm saying is to prevent future oil spills, right? So, if it hadn't caught on fire, the news would be reading a huge oil spill in the Gulf or wherever this was, right? You know, in the ocean. I assume the Gulf of Mexico? Is that
the Gulf of Mexico, okay,
so,
yes.
You know, another oil spill, right? You know, Exxon and, you know, we've heard of oil spills.
BP's really good at it.
BP, right? You know, so
they're like the pros. Oil spills.
So what I'm saying is perhaps the next time there's an oil spill, they could figure out how to do this in a controlled way so as to burn all the oil and not totally ruin the environment.
Well, that's probably one way of dealing with
it. Just looking on the bright side here, you know, can we take a lesson from this thing and apply it on purpose?
Did they ever figure out where the BP oil spill actually went? Because I know there was this massive thing with it. They're like, this is the largest oil spill in human history, and we have no idea how to do anything about this oil. And then they were like, oh, yeah, it's gone. Hold on. There's some pieces missing to this puzzle.
It took them a while to cap it, but I think they did cap it.
They did cap it, but they didn't do anything about the oil that had already leaked into the ocean.
No, it just lubed up the oceanic environment, and you know everything was a little slippery.
Doesn't it just like dissolve or something?
Does oil dissolve in water? Did you take eighth grade chemistry?
Point. Good point.
It clearly burns in water as well.
Wasn't there an argument, though, that like somebody was making that was like dissolving or something? Like I don't know, or dispersing at least or something?
Just what they did is they took a giant bottle of Dawn dishwashing liquid, a couple of drops, and it just sort of separated and went away.
Yeah.
So back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because, I mean, the ocean caught on fire. And
I'm sorry, it's Ocasio.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, though.
Okay, that's fine.
But the ocean caught on fire, and that had to be talked about. Now, the Olympics is making a series of bad decisions, and we've been talking about
Olympic-sized bad decisions.
Yes, and so the first one they did, they banned this athlete. I think she's an American athlete. I don't really know for smoking pot, which, as a lot of people have been pointing out on social media, is a performance decreasing drug. Right. If anything,
if you can smoke weed and perform athletic things at an Olympic competition level, you should get a medal just for that.
Well, her statement is that, you know, she's not a pothead. She only smoked weed on the occasion that, you know, she learned during an interview that her mother was dead.
Yeah.
And she smoked weed in order to, you know, cope with that.
Yeah.
Which isn't that bad, but still.
Sounds like a normal thing for people to do.
Can't compete in the Olympics. I mean, no, if only she had done something like taking a shot of alcohol.
Yeah,
that would have been totally okay.
If only she did tequila shooters or something instead, right?
Yes.
Then she'd be allowed to participate.
And it's not just that. They also banned certain types of headwear that are generally worn by black women. I don't remember exactly what they're called. They have the word Afro in them, and it's, you know, designed for black athletes.
The cap for keeping their hair in place.
Yeah, for swimmers and divers and stuff. And they're like, no, we can't have those this year.
Jeez.
On top of that, they are also banning women who have high levels of testosterone. So the Olympic Committee is making a series of decisions that look very much like they're coming after black female athletes and that they just don't want them there.
It's dumb.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.